Spider turned him round about and went into his den, for well he knew the silly fly would soon come back again. So he wove a subtle web. The spider turned him round about and went into his den, for well he knew the silly fly would soon come back again. So he wove a subtle web in a little corner sly, and set his table ready to dine upon the fly. Then he came out to his door again, and merrily did sing, "Come hither, hither, pretty fly, with the pearl and silver wing. Your robes are green and purple, there's a crest upon your head. Your eyes are like the diamond bright, but mine are dull as lead. Alas, alas, how very soon this little..." Alas, alas, how very soon this little... Alas, alas, how very soon this silly little fly, hearing his wily flattering words, came slowly flitting by. With buzzing wings she hung aloft, then near and nearer drew, thinking only of her brilliant eyes, her green and purple hue. Thinking only of her crested head, poor foolish thing. At last, up jumped the cunning spider, and fiercely held her fast. He dragged her up his winding stair, into his dismal den, within his... With buzzing wings she hung aloft, then near and nearer drew, thinking only of her brilliant eyes, her green and purple hue, thinking only of her crested head, poor foolish thing. At last up jumped the cunning spider, and fiercely held her fast. He dragged her up his winding stair, into his dismal den, within his little parlour, but she ne'er came out again. And now, dear little children, who may this story read, to idle, silly, flattering words, I pray you ne'er give heed. Unto an evil counsellor, close heart and ear and eye, and take a lesson from this tale of the spider and the fly.